Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're diving into the super cool world of snowflakes.
Oh yeah, snowflakes are awesome.
And to help us out, we've got this really fun children's book called Snowflake Science Day, all about a class that's, you guessed it, learning about snowflakes.
Perfect for a snowy day.
So you ready to learn about snowflakes?
Let's get started.
Okay, so this book, it's about these three friends, Junior, Angela, and Hulk. And they are so excited for Snowflake Science Day with their teacher, Mrs. Snow.
It sounds like Mrs. Snow really knows how to make learning fun.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't be excited about a day dedicated to snowflakes? Plus, they even decorated the classroom with paper snowflakes.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea. What a fun way to get the kids thinking about shapes and how snowflakes are formed.
Yeah, it's like they're already scientists experimenting with different designs.
Exactly. And you know what else is super cool? The book mentions Mrs. Snow brought a magnifying glass to class.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So they could get a close-up look at the snowflakes.
Magnifying glasses are like magic, you know? They make things look so much bigger, and you can see all these tiny details that you would never notice with just your eyes.
For real. It's like having superpowers.
Exactly. Imagine seeing all the little points and branches of a snowflake up close.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
I bet the kids were amazed.
Totally.
So in the story, Mrs. Snow tells the class all about how snowflakes are actually formed.
Ooh, the science behind snowflakes. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, so it all starts up in the clouds, right?
Mm-hmm.
With these tiny little water droplets.
Uh-huh.
And then when it gets really cold, those droplets freeze and turn into ice crystals.
Yeah.
And that's how we get snowflakes.
It's like a little miracle happening right up in the sky.
It is. But it gets even cooler.
Even cooler than frozen water droplets. How is that possible?
Well, as the snowflakes fall down to Earth, right, they travel through different parts of the clouds.
Oh, I see.
And some parts are colder than others. Some parts have more moisture. And all of that affects how the snowflake grows and what shape it takes.
So it's like every snowflake goes on its own little adventure through the clouds.
Exactly. And that's why no two snowflakes are ever exactly alike.
Wow, that is so cool.
Right. Like, Junior found a snowflake shaped like a star, and Jayla found one shaped like a hexagon, but no two were the same.
I love how this book shows how even something as small as a snowflake can be so unique and special.
I know, right? And then it gets even better because everyone in the class gets to make their own snowflakes out of paper.
Oh, that's classic. I remember doing that when I was a kid.
It's always so much fun.
Yeah.
And just like real snowflakes, none of the paper ones looked exactly the same either.
Because everyone folds and cuts the paper a little differently, that's what makes it so special. It's a great way to show kids that even when we try to make things the same, they always turn out unique, just like us.
That's such a good point.
It's like a little science lesson and an art project all rolled into one.
Totally.
So what do you say we recap some of the fun snowflake facts we learned today?
Love that. Okay, so remember, snowflakes are tiny ice crystals. They always have six sides and they're all unique.
And don't forget, the next time it snows, grab your magnifying glass and try to catch a snowflake to see its amazing shape.
You might even discover a brand new shape that no one has ever seen before.